We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongyao Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the President of Peru encourages citizens to plant trees. In good governance news, Nigeria enhances internet access for rural communities. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring American conservationists Douglas and Chris McDivitt Tompkins, who have protected about 2.2 million acres of land. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, March 30th, the author of the children's classic Black Beauty, Miss Anna Sewell, was born in Norfolk, England in 1820. Her experience with animals, especially horses, led her to a deeper understanding of their intelligent and compassionate nature. Black Beauty, first published in 1877, is a novel in the form of the autobiography of a sensitive and caring horse. Miss Sewell hoped that it would encourage the humane treatment of these regal animals. In fact, the book has been promoted by animal welfare societies, leading to protective legislation for horses. Over 30 million copies have been sold, making it one of the most read books in the world. It has also a number of film and television adaptations. May Miss Anna Sewell's wonderful legacy of Black Beauty continue to give readers insight into the loving hearts of our equine friends for years to come.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Ohio, USA. Relentless rains in early March caused the Blanchard River in northwestern Ohio to rise and overflow in some areas. Hundreds of affected residents were evacuated, many of whom had already suffered from similarly serious floods in 2007 and 2008.
On March 10, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated $15,000 to bring assistance to the families affected by the sudden floods. In the hard-hit town of Ottawa, Ohio, our association's relief team went door-to-door, handing out cleaning supplies along with cash envelopes of $100 each to homes in need.
In the nearby town of Findlay, our association's relief team had met Miss Susan Hollington, a retired teacher who founded Teddy's Rescue, a sanctuary that cares for abandoned dogs, especially during the area's frequent disasters. To help with her plans to use her own funds in building a non-kill sanctuary to house dogs facing these unfortunate conditions, our association's relief team contributed $2,000 from Master's donation.
I would just like to encourage everyone in the entire world to be kind and gentle and treat animals as they should be treated, because they too have a soul and give so much back to us without asking for anything. Thank you for making it possible for members of Teddy's Rescue to reach out and make this a better, kinder world. This will make a difference. Thank you.
With Master's permission, we would like to share the following brief report from our association's relief team with our viewers.
March 26, 2009, regarding flood in Midwest USA. With Master's blessing and loving aid of $15,000, the flood disaster relief in Ottawa, Ohio has been completed. We also checked the situation in surrounding areas, but didn't find need there. The most affected area was Ottawa, Ohio. Since the damage was not much, the total relief expense was about $6,800. We thank Master dearly for giving us this opportunity to share God's love with our country persons. With gratitude and love, Relief Team from Ohio Center, USA.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to bring this report to our viewers, who may be glad to know of the well-being of fellow humans in this case. We also thank our association's foreign group for providing it. Our appreciation to Ms. Hollington and all those at Teddy's Rescue for their devoted care of our animal friends in the flood's aftermath. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her assistance that provides both material and emotional comfort to those most in need, as we wish the flood affected a swift and lasting return to normalcy. Our prayers for practices of peace by all people so that such floods and other disasters may subside.
Rain and snowstorms sweep through mid-United States. On Saturday, the southern Gulf Coast was inundated with torrential rains as some of the more northerly plain states were covered with snow. The southernmost state of Alabama, Mississippi, and the Florida Panhandle all face road closures as heavy rains cause flash floods and rivers and creeks to swell. Meanwhile, a snowstorm resulted in two fatalities on the icy roads of Kansas and Oklahoma. Kansas saw snowdrifts of up to 6 feet or 182 centimeters and 17,000 people lost electricity. While a state of emergency was declared in 50 counties of neighboring Oklahoma by Governor Brad Henry, as 3,000 households lost their power and the roofs of several buildings collapsed. We send our sincere condolences for those who have lost loved ones as we pray for the safety and rapid restoration of everyday life for the residents in the afflicted areas. May such weather extremities as these be eased through our greater consideration and care for all beings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Janet Rosenberg Jagan of Guyana respectfully remembered. The former Guyanese president has passed away at age 88. Born in Chicago, USA, she moved to Guyana with her husband, Chetty Jagan, and at the age of 30 helped co-found the People's Progressive Party, or PPP. Mrs. Rosenberg Jagan later became the longest-serving member of the parliament and then in 1997 succeeded her husband and served as the nation's first female president. Grenadian Minister of Tourism and Foreign Affairs said, "She served the Guyanese people with dedication, commitment, and integrity. It is heart-wrenching to begin to accept the loss of such a dedicated patriot of Guyana." We join in sorrow and send our sincere sympathies to all loved ones of Janet Rosenberg Jagan as the world continues to honor her noble leadership. May her soul rest serenely in heaven's everlasting light and love.
Saudi Prince Nayef appointed Deputy Prime Minister. Saudi Arabia's Interior Minister, Prince Nayef bin Abdul Aziz, has been appointed as second Deputy Prime Minister to the kingdom. The new position, which is second in line to the throne, also allows His Majesty King bin Abdul Aziz to more freely fulfill his duties abroad. We respectfully congratulate Your Royal Highness Prince Nayef bin Abdul Aziz on your new role and send our best wishes for your noble service to the historic kingdom of Saudi Arabia and her people.
Nigeria's journalist freed. Akin Orimolade, bureau chief of the weekly National Life newspaper in Nigeria's capital city of Abuja, has been released after several days' detainment and cleared of all charges. The international organization Reporters Without Borders welcomed his freedom. Our hearts are also gladdened to know of Akin Orimolade's release, as we wish him a joyful homecoming with loved ones. We pray for the protection of all media members as they continue to enrich our world with their noble contributions of timely, accurate reporting.
First woman judge appointed for Dubai courts. Miss Ebtisam Ali Rashid Al Bedwawi was inaugurated before His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the United Arab Emirates and ruler of Dubai, as the first woman judge in the Dubai Courts Department. The new judge, who has earned a bachelor degree in Islamic law as well as a law degree from the United Arab Emirates University, expressed her thanks to both President His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan and His Highness the Vice President for entrusting her with the position. "Our sincere accolades, Honorable Ebtisam Ali Rashid Al Bedwawi, on your new appointment. We wish you many fulfilling years of wise counsel in your service to the people of Dubai."
Save our planet. Latest reports show dire situation for birds. Australia and the United Kingdom lie oceans apart, but the message coming from both countries is similarly grave. In the UK, a report by Durham University and the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, or RSPB, indicated that 20 of Britain's avian species could become extinct by the end of the century because of warming temperatures, which are causing habitat loss and change in food availability. Around the world, this phenomenon is driving birds north. But as Mr. Graham Madge from the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds stated, there is simply no place left for these birds to go. Meanwhile, in the Southern Hemisphere, Australia's Environment Minister Peter Garrett presented the sixth state of the birds report based on research over the past half a century. It shows that avian species overall continue to decline, with those living near wetlands especially affected by the planet's warming trends. Our heartfelt appreciation, Durham University, Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, Australian Environment Minister Garrett, and all whose careful observations are raising awareness about the plight of our feathered co-inhabitants. Let us help restore harmony by showing greater love and respect for the avian species and all beings in our shared planetary abode. In an August 2008 video conference with our association members in Canada, Supreme Master Ching Hai once more reminded that the ultimate way to prevent further loss of lives among both animal and human species is to turn to a compassionate vegetarian diet.
We just have to remind everybody to be veg and to be kind to the animals. That's the only way we can protect them. And then later on, maybe they will recover themselves again. If we just protect our environment, we turn our heart into a compassionate way of life, then like attract like. If we treasure life, then life will be coming back in abundance. I'm also sorry, like you, because some beautiful animals, some beautiful species are just gone. Yes, I'm also very sorry and concerned like you are. But we are doing what we can. That's why we are doing it. That's why we distribute alternative living flyers and SOS flyers and all that. And we're doing what we're doing just for this, for protecting the species and protecting human.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Cow dye.
The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him, involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that ploughs your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Save our planet. Monaco adopts zero emission mobility program. The Principality of Monaco has announced a signed partnership with the Renault-Nissan Alliance to support zero-emission transportation through electric vehicles that will be supplied by the Alliance. As part of the agreement, electric charging stations will be increased to a total of 300 over the next 2 years. Monaco will also require 50% of new public transportation vehicles to be zero-emission by 2011 and will continue providing electric vehicle purchase incentives. Our respectful salute, Principality of Monaco and Renault-Nissan Alliance, for your leadership in these eco-vehicle technologies. Monaco is sure to be a shining green model of success as residents enjoy this clean transportation opportunity that benefits both personal health and the environment.
Save our planet. Bangladeshi water supply method gains worldwide recognition. The World Bank Water Week 2009, held in Washington, D.C., USA, featured the Bangladeshi Rural Development Academy's ongoing initiative to supply and manage water in rural portions of the country. Launched in a small village in 1982, the buried pipe irrigation system provides safe drinking water and water for irrigation through a network of pipes connected to a deep tube well. Since its inception, the system has gone on to save water, energy, and costs, as well as improve the health of recipients in more than 200 Bangladeshi villages throughout 55 districts. We are delighted to hear the ever-expanding use of this remarkable system, Rural Development Academy. With your well-deserved recognition, this beneficial solution will surely reach many more communities across the world.
Save our planet, commemorating Vote Earth, actions to curb climate change. Around the world, people are more willing and ready than ever to be better stewards of the environment.
That's a night that I think all of us can kind of think about our Earth. It's His Earth Hour. We're all stewards of God's Earth.
Sometimes adults think that my generation doesn't care about climate change, but let me tell you something, we do.
Supreme Master Television took a survey of levels of awareness in different cities of the globe on Earth Hour on March 28 at 8:30 local times. That evening, lights of famous monuments, stadiums, offices, and homes alike were switched off in a symbolic act of determination to overcome climate change together.
In Beijing, China, the Bird's Nest Stadium Olympic icon was hushed for the hour.
Earth Hour served as a fun and simple reminder of the many adjustments we may make in our lifestyles to reduce global warming.
And be kind to the earth. Grow something in your backyard and be careful of waste.
An Earth Hour concert started up at 8:30 p.m. in Melbourne, Australia. It relied on volunteer bicyclists and solar panels instead of conventional fossil fuel-powered electricity.
We're pedaling for power for the concert.
In the dim glow of the eco-friendly night, people united to share the best methods to join in support of the welfare of Earth, such as the life-saving plant-based diet.
I am proud to say that I have been a vegetarian now for over 32 years, so by doing so, I'm glad that I'm not contributing to the greenhouse gas.
And now that it's 8:30 here in London, as you can see, Big Ben and the whole Palace of Westminster has gone dark, showing support even from the heart of the political world. For this WWF initiative.
Participants spoke to us from Sofia, one of 28 Bulgarian cities that participated, with 85% of Sofia citizens pledging to join.
Мога да се похваля, че наскоро станах вегетарианец и мисля, че това е принос, който всеки човек може да направи сам и собствен избор, който може да направи, за да допринесе за и за своето добро и за доброто на земята като цяло.
Elsewhere in Europe, the lit up faces of enthusiastic participants seem to make up for the lack of lighting.
Mijn excuses voor de slechte belichting, maar het is WWF Earth Hour. En daarom zijn hier ook al de lichten uit in Leuven. En zo proberen wij een signaal te geven naar de politiek, zodat wij klimaat belangrijk vinden en hopelijk u ook.
En tanto no cambiemos los patrones de consumo, lo cual incluye también el tipo de alimentación que tengamos, indudablemente no vamos a estar cooperando efectivamente al cambio climático.
El sector agropecuario es uno de los emisores más importantes y ahí se están analizando toda una serie de estrategias como país para poder poder disminuir la emisión de gases de efecto invernadero.
Moving to North America, where Earth Hour came to a close.
Howdy from Dallas, Texas, USA. We're here in downtown Dallas to watch the lights go off in the buildings in recognition of Earth Hour.
Let's hear from Mayor Gavin Newsom of San Francisco, California, USA.
This is about getting people to think differently and ultimately act differently. This is about encouraging you to do more than just come out here and enjoy a darker evening in your city. But it's an opportunity for you to think about your own behavior when you go back home.
Even things like eating less meat because of the impact that meat production has on the environment. So these are the types of things that we're asking people to do every day of the year.
I became vegetarian last year. Since I started, I'm happy and it's effortless for me to be vegetarian.
I started being a vegan because I felt it wasn't necessary to eat animals to survive and prosper. And then also, I found out later, it's energy efficient.
Turn off your lights and turn on your mind to being socially and environmentally conscious.
Ready?
4, 3, 2, 1.
Earth Hour!
A hero's salute to everyone committed to doing their part through their sustainable, earth-saving lifestyles. Let us continue the Earth Hour initiative together by extending acts of care and compassion at every hour possible in our lives.
Save our planet. The European Parliament approved the Single European Sky 2 plan, with the goal of streamlining many commercial air routes between member states to reduce fuel usage along with greenhouse gas emissions.
Save our planet. Scientists from the organization Conservation International visiting Papua New Guinea discover 50 new rainforest species, including a striped gecko and chirping frog.
Hi there, I'm Pomash. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
Pomash and I are both vegan. We're here with a tip of the day.
Did you know, Hallie, you can add a password to a computer document to make it more secure?
What a cool idea! I'll check my computer manually and see how it works.
That's good, Hallie, because each computer system is a little different.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Let's now take a look at the worldwide weather.
Thank you.
In ecology news, the president of Peru calls on citizens to plant trees. His Excellency President Alan Garcia Perez encouraged people to join the National Reforestation Campaign. This project was established to mitigate the effects of global warming. His Excellency himself planted a tree in the district of Breña in Lima Province. Furthermore, he stated that the tree planting initiative has helped the ecology and produced over 100,000 jobs nationwide. Our respectful accolades and appreciation, Your Excellency, President Alan Garcia Perez, for your earth-conscious initiative. May the verdant forests of Peru flourish in heaven's grace.
In good governance news, Nigeria inaugurates a program to enhance internet access in countryside areas. The Rural Information Technology Centers will provide computer training in various non-urban locations. In addition, the centers will encourage youth and community empowerment through online learning. The ability to acquire information via the internet regarding government, commerce, medicine, and other services will also be improved. The first center has been launched in the central state of Nasarawa. We laud you, Nigeria, for assisting your citizens in having updated communication services. May all people of the globe have sure access to the essential information we need to make vital decisions. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership, highlighting enlightened leadership around the globe. Stay tuned for today's segment featuring Douglas and Chris McDivitt Tompkins, an American couple who have created the world's largest privately owned park that is accessible to the public. We hear a cat meowing outside the door. We'll be back. More gracious news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, admirable news for a respectful world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring an American couple whose 760,000-acre park will belong to the people of Chile.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Husband and wife eco-philanthropist team Douglas Tompkins and Chris McDivitt Tompkins have initiated one of the world's largest private conservation endeavors. The couple has bought vast areas of wilderness in Chile and Argentina to preserve in its natural state. Originally from the United States, both Mr. Tompkins and Ms. McDivitt Tompkins were highly successful in the business world. Mr. Tompkins was a founder of the outdoor gear company The North Face and a co-founder of the clothing company Esprit. Ms. McDivitt Tompkins was chief executive officer of outdoor clothing company Patagonia. In 1994, the couple moved to Chile to concentrate full-time on conservation.
The earth-loving couple has allocated almost $300 million through their charitable foundations to be used for ecological initiatives and to purchase about 2.2 million acres of wilderness. Their work has resulted in the creation of the 760,000-acre Pumalin Park, the largest privately owned, publicly accessible park in the world. It extends from the coast of Chile to the Andes Mountains. The temperate rainforest within the park is home to an abundance of wildlife. The park also contains a quarter of the world's remaining alerce trees, which can live to be 3,500 years old. The famous philanthropist couple made an agreement with the Chilean government that the people of the nation will eventually be the owners of this spectacular park.
In the Argentine province of Santa Cruz, Ms. McDevitt Tompkins bought 155,000 acres of land, which is home to endangered deer, sea lions, elephant seals, and Magellanic penguins. Called the Monte Leon National Park, her Patagonian Land Trust Foundation donated the land to Argentina in 2004. In the couple's conservation efforts, the focus is on returning land to its pristine state. In the Valle Chacabuco region of southeastern Pumalin, for example, a sheep ranch has been transformed to grasslands. People living in the area now work in jobs such as guides and taking care of the wildlife. God bless you, Douglas and Chris McDivitt Tompkins, for your incredible work of helping to safeguard our precious ecosphere. May our earth shine in splendor and magnificence for eons to come.
Now let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled The Middleman.
A little boy needed $50 so badly, and he kept praying for a long time, but he hadn't got anything. So he wrote a letter to God requesting $50. When the post office staff received the letter, addressed it to God, they sent it to the president. The president was so amused that he told his secretary to send the little boy a $10 bill. And he thought that would be a lot already for a little boy. The boy was very happy, but he sat down and wrote a letter to thank God. He says, "Dear God, thank you very much for sending me the money. However, you know, those tightwads deducted in taxes."
And now for our viewer's heartline. Our viewer watched Caring for Animal Companions, Cool Tricks and Treats on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants on Supreme Master Television and made the following comments.
"How cute! I like this video. Snow is a beautiful dog. Doublebug from the United States."
Gentle Doublebug, Snow is certainly a gorgeous vegan dog. Our animal friends are very delightful and bring us so much happiness. May we always appreciate these angels for the God-sent treasures they are, with the blessings of heaven.
Do you have a heartline today? Your comments and news from your area of the world are much appreciated. Stay tuned for more constructive programs on Supreme Master Television, accessible for viewing all around the world, 24 hours a day.
May the light of the divine fill your heart with gratitude and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Astronauts on Russia's Soyuz TMA-14 spacecraft carrying second-time USA space tourist Charles Simony successfully docked with the International Space Station, or ISS.
U.S.-based One Laptop Per Child donates an initial 130 water and shockproof laptops with microphones and webcams to Aboriginal schools in Australia's remote Punmu and Kunawariji communities.
Over 1,000 smoker citizens in the London borough of Tower Hamlets have pledged to enroll in a local stop smoking program, following a 2-week public campaign for No Smoking Day.
Student Danica Ra at Marquette University in Wisconsin, USA, leads an initiative calling for modern non-animal methods of science education.
In recognition of his contributions to French culture and tradition, former Romanian tennis star Ilie Năstase is presented with the knighthood of the French Order of the Legion of Honor.
Medical doctor Gary L. Turpin of Illinois, USA, placed an ad in the local paper stating that he would treat his regular patients who are currently without jobs or health insurance free of charge.
With 650 volunteers across 5 states, the U.S.-based Catholic group Mission of Mercy provides mobile medical clinics to the disadvantaged for nominal or no fees.
The Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, Australia, calls for the South Australian government to join other state governments in banning duck hunting.
Representatives from the U.S. and China honor 30 years of maritime trade, with mutual recognition of today's strong bilateral economic relations.
Arab League leaders launched their summit in Doha, Qatar, with a goal of unified resolution to better support the emergence of Middle East peace.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.